WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Broken Weston here, coming at you live from my makeshift studio rack and my super cozy couch. Ever feel like your mind is running a marathon while your body's just trying to catch a nap? Yeah, me too. That feeling of constant buzzing anxiety, it can really mess with your groove. But guess what? There are ways to chill that monkey mind and find some inner peace, even in the midst of all the chaos. Today, we're diving into 5 simple mindfulness techniques that you can actually use right now to reduce anxiety and reclaim your calm. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on life's crazy movie reel. It's about being present in this moment, not worrying about what happened yesterday or stressing about tomorrow. And trust me, it's a game changer. You know that feeling when you're completely absorbed in something, reading a good book, listening to your favorite song, or even just watching the sunset? That's mindfulness in action. It brings you back to the present, reduces those racing thoughts, and helps you feel more grounded. Ready to unlock some serious chill vibes? Let's get into it. First up, we have deep breathing. Sounds basic, right? But seriously, this is a superpower in disguise. When anxiety hits, our breath becomes shallow and rapid. Deep breaths, on the other hand, send signals to your body that it's time to relax. Try inhaling deeply for a count of 4, hold it for 4, and exhale slowly for another 4. Repeat this a few times and watch those stress levels melt away. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Next, let's talk about body scan meditation. Picture this. You're lying down comfortably, eyes closed. Slowly bring your attention to your toes. Feel the sensations. Are they warm, tingling, or maybe a little numb? Then move your awareness up your body, noticing each part, your feet, ankles, calves, knees, all the way to the top of your head. This helps you connect with your physical self and release any tension that's been building up. Now, let's get a little creative with mindful movement. Ever try doing yoga or tai chi? These practices combine gentle movements with focused breathing. Not only do they tone your body, but they also calm the mind and improve focus. Even a simple walk in nature can be incredibly grounding. Feel the breeze on your skin, listen to the birds chirping, and let those worries just drift away. Time for a little self-compassion. Seriously, you're amazing. But sometimes we get caught up in our own inner critic. Instead of berating yourself for mistakes or setbacks, practice treating yourself with kindness and understanding. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Lastly, let's talk about gratitude. Taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a loving hug from a friend. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it shifts your perspective and helps you see the brighter side of things. Think about that last time you felt truly present and at peace. What were you doing? How did it feel? Maybe you were lost in a good book, enjoying a hike in nature, or simply having a heartfelt conversation with someone you care about. Now imagine bringing that feeling into your everyday life. That's the power of mindfulness. It's not about being perfect or trying to empty your mind completely. It's about being kind to yourself, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and choosing how you want to respond to them. You've got this. So, my challenge for you today is to pick one of these techniques and practice it for a few minutes each day. See how it feels, notice the difference, and let me know in the comments what your experience has been like. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who could use a dose of calm and clarity. I'll be back tomorrow with more daily Stoic power hacks to help you navigate life with grace and resilience. Until then, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.